gets me going. I'm ready.
Monday morning. You're fired up, and I'm just the opposite, man. Key Largo just basically sucked the soul out of me. That place is awesome.
You had a break from baseball this weekend.
I had a Sunday break, yeah. But we did. We pulled out a win 4-2 on Friday. Lopez pitched pretty well. Then lost on Saturday 6-4 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Back today, Sixto's debut against Houston at 105.
It's interesting. It's one of the bigger storylines in baseball right now. Everyone's looking forward to seeing Sixto's first spring training outing ever.
Yep. And then you've got Gio Gonzalez, who's going to throw a simulated game today on one of the other fields there in Palm Beach to get ready. So we're likely to see him later on this week sometime.
It's funny how, you know, I love that hardcore, like we're following. I mean, literally, the other day, there were reports on Sixto's batting practice, you know, like his
throwing.
Speaking of batting practice, did you see Manny Lee's comments about not going to the DH?
No, I did not.
I found it very interesting. He said, you know, he's like, listen, we all want DH, and not having the DH makes it more difficult. And it's funny, like you and I are purists, old school. Like I love
pitchers got
to
hit.
It's not even so much that it's like having to figure it out, right? Like I love having to figure it out. And I don't know what to make of it. It's very interesting because it's like, you know, back when I was a kid, if a pitcher couldn't hit, well, you better lay down a damn bunt.
Yeah.
Right. Like
lean into one.
You know, like it was just expected that you weren't expected to hit well.
Right.
And it was funny. You know, when pitchers do hit well, it's like, well, there's no reason pitchers can't hit well. Right.
Right.
There are guys that are just going to be good hitters.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting because I think, I don't know, it made me kind of sad because I was like, you know, Mattingly's probably right. Like we're eventually going to all go to DH. That's just what the game's going to be.
Right, right. I'll tell you who was a really good pitcher for the Cubs when I worked for those guys was John Lester.
Yeah.
You could always count on him for a hit here and there to come up with.
Yeah, he always swung hard and then sometimes he'd make contact. And, you know, I just like the strategy of it. I love late in the game. I find it interesting. I think that we're going to see the end of that pretty soon.
All right. So here's a report from Key Largo. Basically, it's Texas. Down there, it's wide open. I went to Jimmy Johnson's place, Big Chill. That place was packed. Snappers also packed. Yeah, so
I was in
Conk Republic, have their own rules.
We were in Orlando for my daughter's dance competition, and if you took a drone shot of, we were at the Gaylord Palms.
Okay, I know where that is.
The pool, if you took a drone shot from the pool, like it would look like the wildest party. It was all kids, but
right.
I mean, it was so packed. I mean, chairs next to each other, like you and closer than you and I.
Oh yeah.
Just everyone out. It's like, we are so over this pandemic.
It's crazy. It's
very interesting to see.
It's crazy. Tomorrow we've got special guest who's going to come. We're going to do a show at 1 o'clock, which is going to be the same time as the game starts. With Katie Florio, the reporter and director of communications for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Used to work for the Twins. Pensacola was a Twins affiliate. Now this year, this is their first year as a Marlins, part of the Marlins franchise. So looking forward to talking with her.
I think that is just a great baseball town. It's a great place to watch a game. It's one of my favorite stadiums.
Yeah.
I love that, like on the bay, and there's always like a military, there's always a destroyer
out there
in the Pensacola Bay.
And the sunset comes right through the thing. Oh, awesome.
It's so beautiful.
I'm looking forward to it.
And looking forward to doing that. You know, I think it's reinvigorated. I love this realignment has caused a lot of consternation, and I think it turned out well. I think people are happy, you know, that if you're traveling and you can go catch a game in Jacksonville or you can catch a game in Pensacola, you're seeing your team, right? I'm excited that they've closed the barn doors and localized, maybe, you know, like branded them more closely to the closest major league team. So
right. And I got to reach out to somebody from Jumbo Shrimp to see if we can get somebody from that organization on to talk about.
And that's one thing I would say is it's interesting because those two teams, I'll tell you my Jumbo Shrimp experience. I happened to be in Jacksonville for work or something with my wife, and I wanted to go see the stadium. No game going on, stadium not open. I walk up and just, you know, it was like a great baseball experience. Security guards there. I'm like, hey, is there any way you could just let me in? I just want to see the field.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let me call in, whatever. Next thing I know, I've got, I wish I should have his name. It's like some executive grabs me, you know, takes me up. They put, take me in the shop. I get my hat,
right?
You know, like a personal tour of a ballpark. Sweet. And it's just like, you know, that's the kind of things that you don't forget. Right. I mean, I had just a great experience, and I have been to Wahoo's games, a number of Wahoo games, and it's an awesome experience.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get up there this season.
So. It's funny, 'cause I was in Orlando this weekend, and more hockey talk for you, Tommy. Lady had a Orlando Solar Bears t-shirt on. And I was like, oh, those are the Solar Bears. And it was for work. I mean, I'm doing something with her for work. And she goes, yeah, we love it. We're season ticket holders. And she was like, I love minor league hockey. And I'm like, minor league hockey is awesome. And minor league baseball is awesome. Like, if you live in those towns, it's so fun to be able to go to those games. Minor league baseball is really special.
It's the best. It's the best. And it's constantly changing. The guys are moving. It's dynamic. Yep. So, yeah, awesome. Episode 20. It's in the books. We'll be back here tomorrow with Katie Florio from the Blue Wahoos, 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks.
Denise killed it. Preview.